Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Tom Asacker's here. Tom is more than 10-year member of our Brain Trust, and I'm pretty darn sure that he's written several books. I'm pretty darn sure we've launched every one of them on the show over the last 10 or so years, including the new one, which is now an award-winning book, The Business of Belief. You've heard me talk about this. In fact, I was telling you about this book before it was a book. But now, Inc. Magazine says it's the number one inspirational business book. And folks, you've heard me say this before, nothing but the best for my audience. No chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. The award-winning Tom Asacker. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you very much.
Yeah, cream keeps rising to the top, buddy. Congratulations.
Thanks. I really appreciate it.
Well, you know, it makes me proud, Tom. I mean, think about this. You know, you and I know each other. You've always delivered every time you've been here. You start talking to me about an idea, and I say let's roll it out. Let's give it to my audience. Let's let them have it first. And you come on the show and we talk about it. And over time, it actually becomes a book somebody can hold in their hand. And the next thing you know, it wins an award. It makes me proud.
Well, thank you, Jim. I'm pretty sure it's because we talked about it first.
Well, I'm not trying to take credit. I'm just saying that it makes me proud that we have you and that my audience has had this available to them. And so folks, as you're hanging out with me in the future, and I've done this before. I mean, we've got such a great group of our Brain Trust members are an amazing group of people, many award-winning authors, and we just have the benefit of and the blessing of having people like you available to us, Tom, and we appreciate it very much. Now, one of the things that this book is all about is change, and you've lived this, haven't you? This is not just this business of belief. This is not just your idea du jour. This is what you've lived, isn't it?
Oh, you know, I've been through a lot of change over the last 15, 20 years. And, you know, we're coming up on that time of year again, right, where people start talking about New Year's resolutions and what's a resolution. It's what am I going to change?
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you, Jim, you know, I've had some success with the other books, but I changed on this one. I changed specifically how I wrote based on what I sensed people's new desires were for a business book and how they wanted to read,
mm-hmm.
you know, fewer words, more powerful stories,
mm-hmm.
things that they'd not heard before. That was the key. I was reluctant. You know, you get into this mindset and you think you know what a book's supposed to look like and how it's supposed to feel.
When you made that change, that was risky. It doesn't look risky now, but it looked risky then, didn't it?
No, it was very risky. It was very risky. I mean, I was cutting words. I was making it as small as I possibly could. And at one point, I'm looking at it saying, Jesus, am I doing the right thing here?
Yeah.
But then you have to be able to pull your insights out of who your audience is. Not your own gut, but your audience. How do people want to read? Are they really as busy as I think they are?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's when you move forward, when you sense what the other people want, what your customers want that they're not getting. And if you can sense that, and if you can give them that change that no one else is giving them, then things just start to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's powerful.
Well,
it's really powerful.
And the thing is, that's where there's a word that we haven't used that is the foundation of everything that you just said, and that is courage. It was risky. You decided to take the risk, but being able to do that was you had to have courage. And courage means I'm going to do this even though I'm not sure it's not going to fail. I'm not positive it's not going to fail, but it's what I believe. And you know, one of the greatest compliments anybody ever gave me, and he was actually dressing me down. it was a colonel in the army. He was actually I was on the carpet. I'll put it that way. and he said, but I'll tell you one thing, Blessing Game, you have the courage of your convictions. And that courage had gotten me into a lot of trouble, by the way. That's the reason I was on the carpet. But that was one of the best compliments anybody ever gave me, and I don't think he meant it that way. and that's how I took it. I took it as a compliment. And you had the courage of your convictions with this book, and it turned out. And so relate that to my audience.
Well,
to the millions of small business owners across the world who are listening to you right now.
All right. This is a tough one, because it's not like a how to. You know, this is a way to be type of way of approaching the world. You know, I was thinking about this because I was at a networking event. It was last year, I think, and somebody said, you know how they do it. They walk up, so what do you do?
Mm-hmm.
And I started thinking about that question, what do you do? And it begs for this answer, like this passionless answer where you say, oh, I'm a writer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a lawyer. I own a gym. Mm-hmm. I'm a teacher. And what that doesn't tell people is what you're trying to change out there. And the laws of impermanence, they rule the marketplace just like they do the universe.
Yep.
Right? Everything evolves, whether you want it to or not. And I've got an old saying by G.K. Chesterton. It's hung on my wall right in front of me. And it reminds me that if you don't change things, things will change you.
That's right.
And what he said was, if you leave a thing alone, you leave it to a torrent of change. If you leave a white post alone, it will soon be a black post. If you want it to be white, you must always be painting it again.
Mm-hmm.
So I think about that and I say, you know what? Introspection is great, but that's not what moves you forward in the marketplace. What moves you forward is having an insight about something that people want and then trying to do it for them, whatever it is.
Now you know, ladies and gentlemen, why The Business of Belief is the number one inspirational business book chosen by Inc. magazine. And that just happened, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to come right back and talk some more about this with our good friend Tom Asacker. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Be like thunder. I don't know why they don't explode.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.